There were two terrorists inside a restaurant arguing. And the waiter went to their table and said, "Hey guys, what's happening?" And the first terrorist said, "Well, we're planning to eliminate 1,000 politicians and one donkey." And the waiter said, "Why the donkey?" And the other terrorist said, "I told you they will not care for the 1,000 politicians. I told you." Why did I say that? Because in our gospel today, especially in Mark chapter 6, verse 34, Jesus cares. Jesus cares. He asked his disciples to come to a deserted place and to rest for a while. The background of this is you have to go back to Mark chapter 7, when Jesus sent his disciples two by two and gave them power over unclean spirits, not to bring anything, but just a walking stick. No money, no sandal, no food, not anything. And they did so many things, and they were so excited. One place, one town to another, they were expelling demons. And they were successful. They were so tired, but all their tiredness, because of the things that they can do, because they can expel demons, they were just so happy. And when they came back to Jesus, they wanted to report to Jesus everything that had transpired, everything that happened, all the things that they have done through the power of the name of Jesus. And Jesus saw that they were tired. And that's why Jesus said, "Come on, rest for a while. Come to a deserted place and rest." You see, brothers and sisters, sometimes when we feel that we are so flimsy and we get angry so much and so fast, probably it's time to check our batteries. Probably it's empty. Probably it's low bat. You see, I thank God that there are people who from time to time will tell me, "Slow down, Father. Take time. Slow down." I was just on my vacation. 1 month, I slowed down. Really. But I attended 4 reunions in the Philippines. But it was, you know, I rested. You see, sometimes we panic when we see our gauge, our battery, our fuel gauge empty. But careless, and sometimes don't even care when our bodies, our spirit, and our souls are crying out, "Break! Break! Time out! Time out!" You see, Jesus takes care. He takes care of us. But we have also to take care of ourselves. Take care of our bodies. Take care of our souls. Take care of our life. Second point, slow down. Slow down. Jesus saw the vast crowd and he had pity on them because they were like a sheep without a shepherd. Each family member's head of the family here, parents, you are shepherds. God has chosen you to be shepherds of your families. Each person here who are still working and somehow have people under you, you are shepherds. And God has chosen you. Just as he has chosen shepherds in the remnants of Israel in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1-6 in our first reading. You are shepherds. We are shepherds. But we have to slow down sometimes. If we don't slow down, life will slow us down. If we don't slow down, God will slow us down. And sometimes God will tell us that it's not about striving to be somebody. It's about being someone for others. It is about being someone for others, caring for others. Last point, third point. Normally, I have only 2 points. Now, extra. To make up for my absence. It is only in silence that we can listen. It is only in silence that we can listen. Why did Jesus tell his disciples, go to a deserted place and rest for a while? And they cross the Sea of Galilee. But only to find out, when they reached there, people were already there, running around the circumference of the Sea of Galilee. But why is it that we need silence? Somebody said that the words silent and listen have exactly the same letters. Examine the word silent. Examine the word listen. It's exactly the same letters, rumbled. Rumbled. To remind us that it is only in silence that we can listen to our bodies, that we can listen to our soul, that we can listen to God telling us not to put too much effort in striving to be somebody in this world, but to be someone for others, most especially for our families. Brothers and sisters, our prayer for this weekend is very simple. Lord, slow me down when I'm super busy. Lord, always remind me that it's not so much striving to be somebody, but to be someone for others.